Was Hank Mobley, This I Dig of You, on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ. Allie Wickland is here. She's a tenor sax player with the jazz band at Seattle Academy. The band is under the direction of Matt Frost, and they had an all-star combo she was a part of live in our studios just last fall. You're almost 16, Allie. We're thrilled to have you here.
Thanks.
Now, tell us how you got around a tenor saxophone, because I understand you've been playing a lot of instruments throughout your life. Give us a list. Yes. Some of those instruments.
So 2 weeks ago, I started playing the flute for a new piece with my jazz band, but I started on the clarinet in fourth grade. In eighth grade, I was introduced to the tenor saxophone by Matt, and he said, hey, tenor saxophones are really big in jazz, obviously, so give it a shot. And I did, and I loved its presence, and it's just, its sound is so rich and deep, and so I stuck with it.
Now, one thing about jazz band, and I think music in general these days, we're still on the move to get more women involved, especially in jazz bands. Tell us about your experience of being one of the few young women in the jazz band.
Jazz, I think, is predominantly male run, especially in my band. It's maybe a 4-to-1 ratio of guys to girls. And, you know, as a woman, you have to say, you know, guys, I'm here, too. I'm going to take this solo and rock it.
Now, there are a lot of talented young women playing instruments in jazz, from Ingrid Jensen and Bria Skonberg on trumpets to folks like Grace Kelly on saxophone, the great bassist and singer Esperanza Spalding. Who are some of your favorite women in jazz these days?
First one that comes to mind is Melissa Aldana. She is phenomenal with her tenor saxophone and has such control over it that I really aspire to be that great of a musician. And I looked into her more and saw that she had won so many competitions and was the first female to win the Thelonious Monk competition. And
I'm very excited that we get to introduce Melissa Aldana to our audience via our School of Jazz guest DJ Allie Wickland. And you can find more on our School of Jazz online at knkx.org.
And this is Melissa Aldana with Free Fall on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
Dave Brubeck's Take 5 from Time Out on 88.5 KNKX.
Where you're connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ, Allie Wicklund, a tenor sax player at the Seattle Academy in the jazz band there under the direction of Matt Frost. Probably one of the most popular jazz songs of all time, Allie. And you've got a good story about Take 5.
Oh, yeah. So I used to dance in the school of PNB, Pacific Northwest Ballet, down in Seattle Center. And maybe when I was about 9 years old, they did a piece to this, Take 5. And it was the first time I had really seen the combination of dance and jazz. You know, dance is usually done to very modern or classical. Mm-hmm. And so seeing something that was jazz just kind of opened my eyes to what you could do with jazz. It was something that I could never forget.
Now, playing live on 88.5 with the All-Star Band from Seattle Academy, your mentor was Steve Tressler, mm-hmm. also on tenor saxophone.
Yeah.
What did you pick up from Steve while you're working on that session?
Keep it together. Keep the music going, because no one will know you made a mistake if it's truly your own.
And you can check out all the School of Jazz stuff at knkx.org. And we've got a mess of horns coming up next. A couple of altos, a tenor, a baritone sax intro by Pepper Adams, and a couple of trombones, all led by the bassist, composer, and bandleader Charles Mingus. Tell us why you picked this next one.
Well, I heard it and I was like, woo, there it is. That's just such a powerful intro. And it's so grounded. All these saxophones just come at you like nothing else, like a big train.
Allie Wicklund, our School of Jazz guest DJ on 88.5 KNKX.
And this is Charles Mingus with Monin from his album Roots and Blues on 88.5 KNKX. That was Sonny Rollins's Where Are You from his album The Bridge on 88.5 KNKX.
We're connecting you to our School of Jazz with guest DJ Allie Wickland. She's almost 16 years old. She's playing a killer tenor saxophone with the Seattle Academy Jazz Band. And although we're doing everything we can here at KNKX, jazz is still not quite the most popular music for teenagers. Mm-hmm. One of the things about modern jazz is they're tackling modern pop music, too. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to hear a little bit of next. This is a tune by Curtis Mayfield done by an all-star jazz group. Where did you first hear Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield?
Well, I found it through Superfly. I was listening to that album and doing the good old shuffle, and this one came on, and I was like, okay, this is something else.
We've got the Jazz Soul 7, Wallace Roney trumpet, Phil Upchurch guitar, Ernie Watts on the saxophone, and some terrific drum breakdown on this tune with our School of Jazz guest DJ, Allie Wickland.
This is Jazz Soul 7 with Move On Up on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hope, alas, and also lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hope, alas, and also lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. We'll be right back.
from Roy Hargrove's Ear Food, that was Strasbourg Saint Denis on 88.5 KNKX.
We're connecting you to our School of Jazz guest DJ, Allie Wicklund, sophomore tenor sax player. She's almost 16, working out of the Seattle Academy Jazz Band. They've been live in our studios just recently. You got to check out that session. Connect to our School of Jazz at knkx.org. All right, Allie, in the realm of jazz education, we talked a little bit about working with your mentor, Steve Tressler. Mm-hmm. What are some of the great tips about playing saxophone that you've had over the years?
Well, since I started off on the clarinet and then transitioned to the tenor, you need a lot more air for the tenor. Obviously, it's bigger, heavier than the little clarinet. So a lot of it was posture, open up that jaw to let it loose. And then when it came to standing up and playing, I found that I kind of let the tenor sit on me a little bit. So I would cock my hip a little, cross my legs, bend a knee. Not the great posture that you need to make that big sound.
And as a dancer, I'm sure that made a lot of sense to you. It's like, oh, that's right. If I get my body in the right positions, then it's going to be a lot easier.
Right, right. And just keeping that good posture. But that kind of fell through when it came to a big, heavy thing sitting on me.
Allie came directly to the station today to do the show from a sport practice. You were at rowing practice, right?
Right, yes.
And we talked a little bit about how you're a ski racer. You've also worked with symphonies. Busy kid.
Yes.
Where does jazz stand for you in that list of busy things you got to do? Does it feel like one of the chores you have to do, or is it like a fun break?
Well, I wouldn't call it a chore because, I mean, jazz is fun. I like to make it a part of my everyday life. I like to listen to jazz at least one time a day. It kind of renews me, brings me back to where I am in life and where I am playing the big old tenor and what else.
Thanks so much for being here, Allie Wicklund, our School of Jazz guest DJ. You can find out more about Allie, check out her playlist, and connect to the School of Jazz at knkx.org. And we're going to finish our show tonight with a bang. This is one of your favorite songs, Allie, and this comes with a good story, too. Tell us about this version of Birdland.
So I started playing the tenor, like I said, in eighth grade. And this was one of the first songs that I actually played that was jazz on it. And when I heard this song, I was like, so this is real jazz. The tune was so catchy that I just had to show everyone. I was showing it to my mom on the way to dance. I was like, listen to this. It's so good. And I was showing all my friends who were probably fed up with me. And they were like, Allie, we get it. It's a cool song. But I was like, no. It's so much more. And so this version of Birdland that I played, so iconic to me.
Well, I'm glad we get to share this with all of our listeners on 88.5 tonight. Again, Allie Wicklund, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks. And finally, this is Maynard Ferguson's Birdland on 88.5 KNKX.